Does it matter which side?
No, it's all right.
Okay.
Well, you want to start it?
Yeah.
I've got a question to start.
Okay. We can talk about a lot of different things, and like Brownlook says, not necessarily in sequence. There are a lot of categories. We can talk about different homes where you lived. We'll talk about the different churches that you remember. And we can talk about pets that you can remember from your childhood and pets that we've had when we were growing up. We can talk about your school teaching 10 years at the two different schools where you taught. And maybe along the way you'll think of instances of what has been amusing or pathetic or whatever else with some of your students, or experiences with the parents, or whatever. The categories are
endless,
yeah, because life is full of all kinds of categories. But that sort of gives us a little backbone to start out and hang things on. So we might, just to get the ball rolling, talk about where you were born, the kind of home it was, and you were telling me you regret you didn't have a picture of it, and I think that would be wonderful if we did have, because it was a house you don't see anymore. Unless it's way back in the mountains, you might see some. But
well, that was the one I was married in. I wish I had a picture.
Oh, well, you weren't born in that that house?
Oh, I lived, that was when I married.
I see.
And I lived in a dozen homes. And growing up.
I see, before you ever were there. Well, it was a log house that had
a double log house with
an open hallway between
The two big rooms. Two big rooms.
One on either side.
Uh-huh. And two big fireplaces.
Yeah. Okay. Well, who all was at your wedding when you got married there?
Well, just the family. I was married on a Sunday. And by a neighboring, there had been a friend and a neighbor for a lot years. He just came down on Sunday morning and married.
So you got married on Sunday morning?
Uh-huh. At home, before one of those big open fireplaces.
Yeah.
With the family.
You mean that was your morning worship service?
Yeah.
Well, yes, that's all we had, that old worship service. Yes.
A song and a prayer. Did you have a song or just a ceremony and a prayer?
A ceremony and a prayer.
No music?
No.
It was March, so maybe it was cold enough for a fire in the fireplace. Did y'all back up to the fire?
I don't
remember that. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to ask you, what's your earliest memory of your grandparents?
Well, I've never had too much experience with grandparents like children do. For one thing, I don't remember my mother's father at all. I don't know whether
he died before you.
He probably died before. I remember Grandmother Pierce visiting us once or twice, maybe twice. I remember how she looked, but I never saw him. And then the Ragsdale grandparents. I remember Grandmother Ragsdale, but Grandfather died when I was 3 or 4 years old. I remember, the most I remember about him was when he was buried, or going over to the house, and I must have been 3 or 4 years old. But I couldn't understand about it, you know, very much. And I remember Uncle Sam McCall, an uncle of America, holding me up to see him.
Hmm.
Now, and that's the only thing that I remember. I just remember we went. Hmm.
Well, that's probably one of your earliest memories of life, then, isn't it?
One of them, I guess. I could faintly remember the place where I was born.
Do you remember how old you were when you left the birthplace?
Well, it was before then. We were living in another house.
Okay.
I was counting the houses we lived in. It must have been 8 or 10.
Well,
before we moved to Grantsburg.
I was going to ask if these homes were in the Grantsburg area, or were they...
No, they were in Johnson. They were in the county area, but it was from the north part of the county when we were south and east.
So it was sort of east. Open, not in a village, but open country.
It's in the country, all of them. We lived in, have lived in the country. I was born right from Vienna, on a rural route, you know.
About how far out of town?
I don't know. I couldn't even judge. Mm-hmm. Is it not too far from Buncombe?
Oh, yeah.
Up in that country. Mm-hmm.
What did your father do?
He farmed.
And he was moving around in all those different places?
Yes. We moved that many times. I can remember faintly the houses. And see, by the time I went to school, we lived in a half a dozen places.
And you moved in wagons, probably?
Yes.
A caravan of your goods and your family?
We weren't very close to relatives because they had misunderstanding of some kind. Now, I don't know if I ever knew or understood just what it was, only I knew that they didn't get along. Mm. There was a big family of the Ragsdales. Some of them we did, and some not. So my childhood as to grandparents and relatives wasn't like the children are having today.
Was limited. Yeah.
Was your father a tenant farmer then?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, he was. Yeah. Well, he may have owned land part of the time. I don't know where I was born. I think probably he did own that farm.
Were you especially close to your mother or your father? Which one?
Oh, I don't know. I guess really maybe closer to my mother.
Well, now, when I met the family, of course, your mother was still living. When did your father die?
He died in 1930 or 31. Mm-hmm. He died just not too long before at least.
Sure enough. How about your relations with your brothers and sisters? Did you have favorites?
Well, it's just like they're all different. They're just like your family children.
Yeah.
I can't say that I would. Well, my brothers and sisters, there were three of them that had died when I was born. I was a seventh child in nine children.
So she's sort of like your mother. She's toward the end of the children. So that means that the older ones, you wouldn't have known as well, maybe. They may have gone.
There's Stella and Minnie and Paul were mother's oldest children.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which was older, Minnie or Paul. But she lost two children that had measles and whooping cough.
Mm.
Right. They died.
Well,
just the same. I don't know at the same time, but they both died in the same disease and were small children. Then there was Mark, was the oldest living. Well, Stella. Stella died when she was about 12 years old, I think. She died just a while before I was born.
Uh-huh.
So I never knew her. Then Beulah married
Nelson. Uh-huh.
And she died in, I believe it was 1910 that she passed away.
In childbirth, wasn't it? In childbirth?
No.
No?
She had pneumonia.
Oh.
She left a baby girl about 5 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And she died within a week or 10 days after her mother died. She was ill. The baby was sick, and Beulah was up through the night and all. It was in the fall, it was in November. And so they thought maybe that was how she got pneumonia. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of your childhood games?
Oh, hide and seek and ball. We played ball with two bases instead of the way they play baseball at school. Mm-hmm.
The whole family, or the children from the neighborhood too?
Well, at school, at recess, at school. You know, mostly when I remember the ball.
Yeah.
The hide and seek we play at home. Yeah, when children get together.
Did you have close enough neighbors so that they could play with you before you went to school?
Or during the summer?
Yeah, we had neighbors not too far. Neighbors we'd meet maybe and play. I remember one family that we'd meet and play. And then another, we used to build playhouses. Mm-hmm. I don't see children do that anymore.
Right.
If we just out at school, we'd have a playhouse and have dressers built of rocks and tables and leaf beds and work at it at recess.
Well, you mean inside the church, inside the building?
No,
outside under a tree.
Oh, there's
the little ones, you know, they didn't play ball.
Yeah. Well, we used to do that in Florida, some in what we call the gully. You know,
we
set up our housekeeping in that, and we built our fireplaces into the clay in the side of the gully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, we could set up quite a building.
Then I can remember playing house under the big grand piano. I'd get my dolls and my toys and get under there and fix playhouse.
All children like seclusion.
Well, once in a while we see our grandchildren when they were younger, and our own children would fix chairs together and fix a blanket over it and have them a little house inside that. I remember one time you were telling us about Grandmother Ragsdale at Halloween scaring the children all to death by slipping around and putting a sheet on and going to the windows and doors outside when you all were in the house.
Well, they used to. I never make dough faces, they call them, put on Halloween. I don't know where they made them out of dough or how, but
a mask.
A mask.
Uh-huh.
Good. That would scare me to death even if I saw them fixing
it. Did they dress up too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can just see Grandma running around outside in her sheet, you know, and banging on the windows and looking in and scared the kids inside.
Do you remember your first school? When you first started school?
Well, I went to school to visit the school before I was old enough to go to school, and you'd have to know the man to understand him, Mr. Charlie Peterson.
Was your teacher?
Was the teacher then.
And
I remember going through the field to visit the school one day with the older ones, you know, went to school. Children do something. And it's in the fall, early fall. And the leaves had fallen, and we had to cross the branch to go. And the older ones had told me to follow right in their footsteps now across that. And of course, you know what happened.
They led you astray and you fell in.
I fell in. I stepped off and went, you know, with me little, it just
went all over.
Yeah.
Well, did you turn around and go back home or go on to school?
Oh, we were on the way home.
I see.
In the afternoon. Uh-huh. We were on half of that we were on the way home. But it was just covered with leaves, you know. The branch was.
You remember when I was in first grade and I got pushed down in the mud?
Yes. Pushed one of the nigger there.
That's right.
I remember that.
You had a man teacher then for first grade?
Well, he taught all eighth grade.
Oh, yeah.
When I went to school, the teacher had all eighth grades. Well they did. They teach fifth grade one year and sixth grade another year in that place. It made it hard on children that if they didn't get started right, you know. Yeah. But they had to do that to get classes in. Yeah, all my schooling was We sat, had those big desks, and two or three sitting, was sitting, you know, together.
Oh, the desk accommodated two or three, mm-hmm. and then what, a bench, or was it fastened to the...
It's fastened to the desk behind it. It was just the, that length, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, I've forgotten that. I guess I have seen them, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, all the time I was in school. And then we had a recitation bench up front where the class that was reciting, the teacher was...
Call them up at the mm-hmm. appropriate time.
Well, now, in a one-room school like that, when he was teaching the other grades, what did your grade do?
Supposed to be studying. Yeah. Supposed to be getting their lessons ready so yeah. they could call you up. And it's a wonder a child ever learned, but they had some smart children back then. And that's the way it was when you first started.
Right, I went to that kind of school in first grade, a man mm-hmm. teacher. And all eighth grade, mm-hmm. all eighth grade.
And beside that, he had, I don't know how many Negroes in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed.
It was integrated. Yeah.
Mixed school.
Integrated school.
Did you use the McGuffey reader?
Mm-hmm. Baldwin is what they used when I started. It's just, I don't believe I ever used the McGuffey, but Baldwin. Mm-hmm. I've got some reader. I've got a first grade reader.
Oh my.
That you used yourself?
It isn't one that I used, but it's one that's
just like it
was the same
kind.
Reader when
oh, yeah, I see.
In school.
Wonderful.
Oh, I've got some old time school books that I.
Well, you write such a beautiful hand. You had an excellent teacher teaching you how to write.
Well, I took some penmanship after that. I took penmanship when I was in college.
Did you?
Well, you did. Well, did they teach the Palmer method in your penmanship class?
They did that, but I'm not very good writing.
Oh,
well, you are too.
You're funny. Yeah, you're one of the best, whatever the age.
Yeah.
Far better than I've ever been.
Well, do you remember any other funny things that happened during school?
Didn't have libraries.
Yeah.
It's very lacking at our school.
What books did you have?
Pretty equipped.
Yeah.
I remember one library book back when I was in grade school. It was Heidi. And I reread that book because we just didn't have any more.
Yeah. So you didn't have anything but the...
Any more suitable, you know, that would appeal to children.
Just the reader and the speller. Is that's all you had, huh? For reading.
For reading?
Yeah.
Well, of course, we had our history book and arithmetic.
Yeah, well, I mean your textbooks, in other words. Do you remember when you first tried to read the Bible?
No, and I don't remember when I first started to Sunday school. When we moved to Grantsburg, I went all after that to Sunday school. And I was in, I was in second grade when we moved to in Grantsburg Township.
Mm-hmm. What church was it you attended?
Well, we went to the Christian church a while. I remember going to Sunday school there. There were three or four churches in the little town of Grantsburg then. And it seems like, I don't know whether, Mother, of course, has always been a Baptist, and my father was active in the Baptist church when they lived where I was born, mm-hmm. back in his younger days.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't attend during my childhood so very much, but he was always willing and we went.
Mm-hmm.
Mother. Went in a buggy a lot of times in church.
Did you have a card class?
In Sunday school?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got those picture cards, you know.
Yeah. My dad talks about how they valued those cards and memorized them.
We valued everything that way much more than children do today.
Yeah. When you finished the eighth grade, what was next for you in school?
In school?
Yeah.
Well, I finished eighth grade, I believe, when I was 15. Yeah. Well, anyway, after I finished eighth grade, we had a very good teacher, and I wasn't, I never was too strong or big, and didn't have anything else to do, so I went back to school one more year because I wasn't able to go to high school then. I mean, there wasn't any high school available to me then. And Mr. Alger Shelton, that's Ira's. Mabel, you remember them in Oregon? His brother, Albert. Well, Albert lived there, too, because I kept their children babysat some when we lived in Oregon.
I don't remember the name. I can't visualize what they looked like.
Albert was teaching our school, and he was an excellent teacher, and the best I ever went to. And he gave me extra work. Now, we didn't teach algebra in grade school, you know, and he, for the math class, and then advanced math, and he just gave extra, was willing to, and I went there. Then, I took the teacher's exam. You got your certificate to teach by taking an exam in the county. Mm-hmm. Of course, you first take, in grade school, we had what we called a central exam and final exam.
A central exam?
Uh-huh.
Would that be a preliminary, or was it taken a year ahead of the final, or is it?
I can't just remember how that was, but I remember the final exam very well.
Where'd you have to go to take it?
Had to.
Well,
they did want a township or something in all the schools, and had some teachers there to hold it, you know. I remember riding horseback, taking my lunch, and taking the final exam. And then we had our graduation, a county. We'd go to Miami, all the county.
Instead of your own little school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was nice. That made it really special.
Mm-hmm. And had the programs like they have, you know, in school.
And apologize for me, because I guess I should have waited to send out the flyers until I...
I'm going to cut this off a minute while he's doing that. Well, forgotten where stop is.
We were talking about when you graduated from eighth grade and your teacher certificate that you get from the examination. Tell us a little more about that examination, what the requirements were. And,
of course, I took the final examination and before I went to Mr. Shelton the second year.
You did?
Uh-huh. Well, yes, I passed.
You know,
I graduated.
Yeah, I knew you had, but you took the exam then.
Uh-huh. But just because I couldn't go on to school anywhere else,
then you
went
back
the same.
Uh-huh.
There was one other pupil, and me.
That did that?
Mm-hmm. Zell Slack, Mabel's brother, Mabel Shelton's brother.
Okay.
Well, now, when you started teaching school in the 30s, were you basing it on that teacher certificate that you got right out of?
I didn't get my certificate then. I took the teacher's examination after that year. I went to Vienna and wrote, I think it lasted 2 days.
Mm.
You know, you had to take it in all these subjects.
Yeah.
You know? And took the teacher's examination and passed it. But I was too young. I wasn't 18.
So they wouldn't let you have the certificate?
I couldn't get a certificate.
Uh-huh.
But I got the
preliminary.
Uh-huh. And, of course, she gave me a certificate saying I had.
Mm-hmm.
It was a county superintendent. It was a lady superintendent.
Oh, sure was?
Mm-hmm. Miss Emma Redmond.
Well, I've heard that name, too, but I didn't know she was ever county superintendent.
Yes. She visited school.
Well, did you have to take the exam over again when you started teaching?
No. That fall, I believe, is when I went to Gin City. to Quincy, Illinois, to Mark, my brother, and started business college at Gem City Business College in Quincy.
Right after you finished
after
school.
After I'd taken the teacher's
exam. Well, she still, before 18, before she could have before she could have taught.
But they thought it'd be too, well, that I wouldn't be up physically, maybe to teach in the country school, you know, where the school teacher had to do the janitor work and these great big boys, you know. They went to school, no high school available. So, they thought maybe I better prepare for something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always said when growing up, that's what I want to do, is teach school.
But they were discouraging you because
of size. Well, I didn't get much encouragement on that.
Yeah.
And I went up there in the fall in September to Mark's. And I was halfway through business college at Christmas. I was ready for speed and typewriting. And I liked shorthand and English. I liked all of it better than typewriting. I didn't like typewriting.
That machine, did you?
When I came home from Christmas, Ray and I had dated some in the summer. Well, I guess from early spring on, this last summer I was home. And when I came home Christmas, we decided to get married.
Well, did you go back to business school or did you stay home?
No, I went back to Quincy after I came home. Mark came home with me at Christmas time. Uh-huh. And I didn't go back up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, did Daddy give you the ring at Christmas or when you got married? Your engagement ring?
My engagement ring? Well, he gave it to me in between. I can't remember if right at Christmas or whether it was a little bit after.
Between that?
He ordered it. Through Uncle Ned. He ordered it.
Uncle Ned used to have a dry goods store in Diana.
He had a men's clothing store.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
for years.
Did he not have both? How did I get that?
No, Pickens.
Oh, okay. But he was able to get the ring.
Oh, yeah, he could get things.
All those things.
A lot of things.
Yeah. Well, I remember you saying that when you got married, you first were going to keep it a secret. Of course, your parents knew it, but were Daddy's parents there?
No, Daddy's parents didn't know it.
Didn't know. Well, since you were wearing the ring, though, they knew you were engaged, I guess.
The ring may not have come.
You don't.
I just don't remember.
Whether you had your engagement ring before.
I had my wedding ring. I just didn't wear it.
What I guess I'm asking is,
it wasn't very long anyway.
Grandma and Grandma
until Allen. They did know, because we lived with them that summer.
Yeah, afterward you did.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
I just wondered if they knew that you were planning to be married. They knew you were engaged, but they didn't. They weren't at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know it till after. Well, why were you wanting to keep it a secret?
Well, because Ray was still at home, cropping with his dad.
You didn't have
a place
to live.
How old was he?
He was 5 years. I was 18. I would be 19. We married in March, and I would have been 19 in August. He was 23.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 years different.
How did y'all meet?
Well, his father was a farmer, stock dealer, and we lived in the same neighborhood. They moved from Simpson and up in there to buy him to that farm. Well,
now this is all at Grantsburg, though, isn't it? Isn't that where Grandpa Allard lived?
That's where they lived when Ray and I met.
Yeah.
But they had come from Glendale and Simpson and up in Polk County on the other side of Simpson. Allard had moved.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, Grandpa Huffman. Was he living in Vienna at the time?
Yes.
The Allards moved there.
The Allards moved to Grantsburg.
Oh, to Grantsburg.
Mm-hmm. he had a farm, bottom land, they tended the corn and all, and the stock too, and had good orchards on it.
So Ray got his start in his stock business from his dad.
Grandpa Huffman was a stock dealer too.
Was
he? Yeah, sawmill man. He did everything. He went broke a time or two, chair broke, and then he'd come back. He was a hardy.
Well, with as many children as he had to be hardy, didn't he? They had 12 children, and 9 of them lived to be in their 90s.
Good. Well, let's go back to your early church experiences. You said that you think the earliest church Sunday school that you attended was a Christian church.
Well, then, I don't know how come, but they surely didn't have it at the Baptist church, and I don't remember just when it started. Of course, we went to the Baptist church after
you moved to Grantsburg?
Yeah, that's why we lived in Grantsburg until I went, the fall I went up to Marks to go to business school. Mm-hmm. The folks moved in this big double log house where I was buried. Mm-hmm. It had never been my home, this log house, until I came home from Quincy.
Oh, yeah.
Just before I married. So I never was acquainted in that neighborhood very much. But,
how old were you when you were converted and baptized?
Well, I think it was in the spring, if I remember right, and I don't have the dates down of that at all, but I think it was in the spring before I left home. That spring they had a revival.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of us from school attended. The church was just across, just a little piece from the school. Oh, I think it was next to the school. And we attended.
Who baptized you? Don't remember?
I don't remember. Don't remember whether I wouldn't be surprised if it was Uncle John to begin to baptize me. They were neighbors, close neighbors to us, and we neighbored a lot. Because when he'd go, you know, preachers used to preach on the weekend at different churches, and that's the way it was at our church, and then where he preached too. And Ella or I would stay with his wife, and he had Lily. Trevelyan, you've heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
While he'd be gone, we were relatives, nearly. Yeah. We were that close.
I was about to say you were calling him Uncle John, but he really wasn't. Related.
No.
But the whole family then couldn't go every weekend where these men preached because that would be too hard.
No, she'd stay home. And so we knew him but well. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that he is the one. I don't remember, and I don't remember for sure who baptized Ray. But it might have been Barnwell, Otto Barnwell. He's the one that held the meeting when Ray was converted.
And that was after you were married?
That was after I was married.
How long? Was it while you were living with Grandpa and Grandma Howard, or was it after you?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't too awful long, but it wasn't right away, but wasn't too awful long. Because we didn't live with them, but we were there, I think, on the farm with them about 2 years. Because we got a little house up that's on the farm. We fixed it up.
And he still helped Grandpa then with the farming?
About a couple of years, and then Mr. Planningham.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't forget.
Well, now, in the meantime, you all went to Detroit, though, or was that before he was married that he went to Detroit?
No. It was during the time. We thought we'd like it up there. That's, I guess, the year we went to Mr. Cunningham, and after we didn't stay in Detroit.
Came back to Mr. Cunningham.
Mm-hmm. Went to Mr.
Were you in Detroit a year?
Hmm?
Were you in Detroit a year?
Oh, no. We went up there, and Ray didn't like the city. I got a job in at a store, you know, and it didn't take him long. He went out. It was really just a visit. You know, Zona lived up there.
Yeah.
Did you live with them, Zona?
Well, I said it's just like a visit. We were up to find work, and we would have stayed if we'd found something, but Ray didn't like it. And we came back home.
Were you baptized in a creek or a pond?
In a creek. The Bay Creek.
In the summertime? No, you said you were converted in the spring, weren't you?
I believe it was in the spring. Yeah, it was nice weather, I guess. You know, that is just as deep to my mind as can.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may have been converted and then baptized in warmer weather. Seems like I was converted,
and then it was now the last of school.
A few months before, I think it was a few months before I was baptized, and I don't know why, because Flora has had a baptismal pool forever, as far as I know. It certainly had one long before I was converted.
And you don't remember your baptism?
I remember it, but I don't know that. It seems like it didn't happen right soon after I was converted. It may have.
Well, yours may not have been because I wouldn't say prevented you, but we didn't encourage you to join the church
right away.
Right away. Mm-hmm. And then Brother Howard came out and discussed.
I remember you coming to the house and talking about it.
We thought we'd feel better.
Another reason, maybe, and I don't know because I don't remember either, but I was not converted when there was a revival meeting or anything else going on, and if I was the only candidate for baptism, and if it was cool weather, they may have decided to, and I was young, they put it off till they had some others to baptize, since you were sort of dragging your feet about not doing it, maybe. Mm-hmm. I was alone.
I don't remember that as much as I remember the pastor coming out.
Well, I remember that too.
But,
what was it brought about Ray's conversion?
Well, we had this evangelist, and he had he had preached at different churches around, and he was a grand preacher. And I don't just know who. Now, yeah, what brought Ray under conviction? And Ray said, well, his mother too worked on him all the time. Of course, they were Methodists then. That his parents belonged to the Methodist Church at Glendale, you know, where they had membership before they moved.
Mm-hmm.
But his mother was always quite a church worker. And, of course, everybody got enthused. And Ray said, well, one thing about it, told his mother, well, one thing about it, says, I'm not going to join the Baptist Church if I'm ever converted. And you know, that's the first thing. First thing he did.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother got up and she didn't walk down the aisle. She ran to join the church with him.
Oh. Didn't know he was going to do it, but she was ready if he'd do it. Yeah. Yeah, that's how she became Baptist. And did Grandpa follow her then the same day? Or did Grandpa follow her?
I guess he went up maybe the same night. I think they were all baptized together.
Maybe he didn't run.
And it was cold. Now, it was cold. I don't remember what month it was, but it was cold.
Well, were they baptized in the creek also?
They were baptized in the pit in front of a depot or a railroad.
Oh.
It was a
gravel pit
place
or something. Mm-hmm.
It kind of seemed to me that it seems to me like Charlotte was baptized too. It was kind of family.
She might have been.
Uh-huh. And, but they kidded Ray about saying he'd never be a Baptist.
But these revivals
Audie Barnwell, he had a way about him. He just seemed to go through it all with those that were convicted and all.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard on him about a revival like he did. And he had such good success.
And they said what was his name?
Barnwell. Mm-hmm. He was from Southern Illinois. I don't know just what name. But I've never heard of him as preachers anymore, you know. I'm sure, though, he's dead now. His wife didn't want him to preach.
Oh, goodness.
They said, I've heard people talk about how what a shame it was. Because he'd had her back, and what a good he could have done since he was so successful.
Well, did he have a pastorate, or was he just an evangelist?
I didn't know of his pastorate.
I was thinking if she wasn't sympathetic, maybe then his calling was evangelist, because that he wouldn't have. It'd be a different responsibility.
Yeah.
Kind of responsibility.
Yeah. Be a different one.
Well, back to your school days when you were a young teenager. What were your outlets for social activities? What kind of things did you do? Did the church provide any things?
Well, of course, Sunday school.
Yeah.
And the weekend preaching once a month. And they had singing schools. We had singing schools where they taught singing.
Yeah. Did you learn the shape notes?
Yeah, I learned that much. I had a few organ lessons. Miss Carrie O'Neill would come down on the train from Ozark.
Uh-huh.
And you may know of her, Carrie O'Neill.
Was she Frank's mother, maybe?
Huh?
Was she, isn't it Frank O'Neill that bought the Chapman place? Who am I thinking of? Well, anyway, I know they're O'Neills in Ozark, of course, because
of course, Mary O'Neill in Ozark.
Mary.
Paul.
Paul, that's who I was thinking. Was it Paul's mother?
No.
No.
This is another O'Neill.
Okay.
But she'd come down on the train and give lessons to three or four pupils she had in Brattsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave lessons all the time. So I had a few organ lessons.
When did Grandma get an organ? I know she had one.
Yeah. When I was growing up, I guess. My brother could play the organ by ear.
Oh, my.
He enjoyed it.
Who, Mark?
No, Olaf.
Oh.
I don't guess you ever met him. You might have.
Well,
when Mother... No, you weren't there when Mother passed away.
No.
No, he was there when Mother passed away. But he was...
Well, you learned on the organ then and not the piano?
Well, no. I didn't have a piano. There's organs that people had then.
Yeah.
That was pump.
Uh-huh. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it about as well as I do anything mechanism.
Well, if you were a little frail, I don't know how you kept... Now, according to him, that would just make you healthy if you pumped an organ every day. That would make you healthy.
What was the cause of your frailness?
Well, I just wasn't very big.
Not very big.
I've never been
very big.
Yeah, I've always been healthy.
Oh, you weren't anemic then?
Huh?
You weren't anemic?
No, not that I know of. I just wasn't ever very big. I would have been very strong too. That.
What'd you weigh when you married?
Well, probably the most I ever weighed. The most I ever weighed normally was about 140.
Yeah. Not counting pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the church then did not have anything like BYPU or anything?
I can't remember it when I was growing up. Now, after I'm married, I remember.
Yeah.
But not when I was growing up.
So your contacts socially were either school or... Or church on a once-a-month weekend, huh?
Or picnics, or young people.
Communities would have various things like chivalries after weddings. And,
yes.
And,
yes, they had it.
Hay rides, and, I guess, and things that they'd cook up, I suppose, as a community.
Yes.
The young people did have, I guess.
Did you ever attend the fair?
Oh, yes. County fair.
Very important, wasn't it?
We'd get in a wagon.